News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening. Welcome to this edition of Northeast Diary, apprising about news, art and culture and heritage from India's unexplored Northeast region. Today, we will explore the life and culture of tea garden community of Assam. We will also learn about Abang or the priest song of the Adi tribe of Arunachal Pradesh. But for now, let's go to Nodi district of Manipur, where organic turmeric cultivation is gaining recognition. Manipur is a state where the agriculture and allied sector is the main occupation of the people, and these sectors contribute a major share to the total state domestic product and provide employment to many people. The Tamenglong Mandarin orange is famous for its acidic taste and mixed pleasantness, and it is found in Tamenglong and Nonay district of Manipur. Now the farmers of Nonay district have started producing organic turmeric. Our Imphal correspondent J.J. Tokchum brings a report on the cultivation of organic turmeric in the state.
Nonay district is the hill district of Manipur, which produce many fruits and vegetables due to its favorable weather conditions. The climatic conditions of Nonay district is suitable for turmeric plant, and turmeric farming has been done in the district for the last many years. However, a large-scale turmeric cultivation has been adopted in the district under the Tauksum Farmers Producer Company Limited, based at Awangkul of Nonay district. The company was registered in 2022 with the Ministry of Corporate Affairs. The company has been working on turmeric cultivation with more than 400 farmers now. They are working collectively with the mission to empower farmers and promote sustainable rural development by promoting local products. The company is also equipped with a processing unit, custom hiring center, and other machineries to produce fresh flake and powder of turmeric. Speaking to Akashvani News Northeast Diary, CEO of Tauksum Farmers Producer Company Limited, Sri Kashangam, said,
"The company having 477 registered farmers from 7 different classes of villages, namely Rungrang 1, Rungrang 2, Rungchum 1, Rungchum 2, Kongsang, M. Kuno and Kambiron villages. The company has got 23 farmers interest groups, also known as FIG, who does the group farming and also individual farm supporting and supplying farm products for the company to process. The company also deals with value-added items like king chili pickles, bamboo shoot pickle, mangoes pickle, seasonally oranges and bananas. Locally grown edible fruits are also available and deal with. The company, Tauksum Farmer Producer Company Limited, owns few machineries provided by the Manipur Organic Mission Agency under MOVCDNER Phase 3.
After the Tamenglong Mandarin Orange, a GI Tech fruits of Manipur, also grown in Nonay, the organic turmeric of Nonay has become popular in the state. J.J. Tokchum, Akashvani News, Northeast Diary, Imphal.
In a significant stride towards fostering a passion for reading and cultivating lifelong habits among students, Sankar Dev College recently launched the India Reads Movement. This initiative aims not only to promote the joy of reading, but also to encourage a sustained love of books among young learners. A report.
Recently, Sankar Dev College inaugurated the India Reads Movement, an initiative aimed at instilling a love for reading and nurturing lifelong reading habits among students. Organized by the Department of TESOL in collaboration with the English Language Teachers Association of India, ELTAI, Meghalaya Chapter and Samagra Shiksha Abhiyan, Government of Meghalaya, the event took place at the DERT. Education Minister Rakam S. Sangma graced the occasion as the chief guest. The India Reads movement seeks to promote both traditional book reading and e-reading among students, and encourages the formation of reading clubs led by students and guided by teachers. Additionally, the movement plans competitions to celebrate reading talents and organize events like World Book Day and Drop Everything and Read, DEAR, to further encourage reading habits. Dr. K. Elango, Senior Advisor and former National Secretary of ELTAI, stressed the importance of extensive reading beyond textbooks and the inclusion of diverse genres and texts in global literature.
We all know that reading is the mother of all skills. It's the reading that makes us become better speakers, better writers, better listeners, better readers. See, reading is a skill. Only by repeatedly engaging with it, we become better readers. And it is reading that makes us become better thinkers. These days, they talk about different kind of thinking. They talk about creative thinking, critical thinking, design thinking, analytical thinking, so many kinds of thinking. All these skills will go for a toss if our students don't read. Okay, academia throughout the year focuses only on the textbooks. Textbooks have a different kind of purpose. Textbooks are meant for tests, examinations, assignments, some other form of homework. And if at all academic fraternity or the textbook promote, it promotes only intensive reading. But the kind of reading that we are concerned about is extensive reading. Reading for job, reading for pleasure, reading on one's own volition. And if we can do that, learners can manage their academic subjects, not only English language or aid language, all the subjects much more easily.
Education Minister Rakam Sangma underscored the significance of understanding tribal identities and lifestyles through literature, emphasizing the need for indigenous narratives to be written and shared widely.
It's not everyone's responsibility to contribute the global knowledge to my people and the tribal practice about their travels, about the Northeast. A different music that we sing, then the different practice that we are culture practice. All things to be written by the others, to be right by us.
The event also marked the launch of the book On Communicating by Professor T.K. Bemon, Vice Chancellor of Martin Luther Christian University, who expressed hopes that her book would benefit aspiring communicators. The India Reads movement aims to cultivate a reading culture and intellectual curiosity among young learners, believing that reading is fundamental to acquiring all skills. This is Kijish Hapola with Lamfang Nonspung, reporting for Northeast Diary from Akashvani News, Shillong.
Northeast Diary program, broadcast every Thursday at 5:30 p.m., brings very interesting and enchanting stories from the 8 Indian states of Northeast India. Don't forget to tune in. Arunachal Pradesh has 26 major tribes and more than 100 sub-tribes, each having their own unique dialect and cultural identity. Adi is one of the major tribes of the state. Today we have a report on the Abang or the priest song of the Adi tribe of Arunachal Pradesh.
It's fascinating to delve in the cultural tapestry of Arunachal Pradesh through the lenses of the Adi tribe and the profound traditions of Abang or the priest song. The Adi tribe, deeply rooted in agrarian traditions, enriches this cultural mosaic with their three major festivals, Solung, Atargidi, and Uin Aran. Among these celebrations, Abang holds a significant place, serving as a conduit for conveying mythological narratives that explores the origin and evolution of life on Earth. This oral tradition, as Omer Tatin, an activist, highlights, encapsulates the essence of Adi beliefs and historical narratives.
आबांग को हम एक संक्षेप में बोल नहीं सकते हैं, लेकिन ये एक शास्त्र है, हमारा आदि का एक शास्त्र है। इसमें आबांग में सभी चीज कैसे ये पृथ्वी को बनाया है और जीव जंतु कैसा आया है इस संसार में, ये सभी को आबांग नहीं बताता है और उसमें पूजा में ही उसको बताते हैं। फेस्टिवल बिना आबांग से होता नहीं। फेस्टिवल को क्यों मना रहा है, कैसे मना रहा है, कौन सा मना रहा है और किसके लिए मना रहा है, आबांग में ही आपको सब मिल जाता है। और उसको बताने वाला को हम मिरी बोलता है। ये मिरी कैसे हमारा यहाँ इस दुनिया को, इस संसार को क्रिएट किया है, एवोल्यूशन कैसे हुआ है, उसको मिरी उसको बताता है तो आबांग का माध्यम से।
Amritatin further explains three types of abangs, and they are Binyan, Lumil Libom, and Akoptak or Abang, each presumably embodying unique specs of Adi cultural heritage and spiritual beliefs.
Binyan Abang mainly ye cultivation ka hai, pedi crops ka kine nane ye Lakshmi hai. To kine nane ka naam mein hum binyan karte hain. Binyan mein hum कैसे धरती माँ को कैसे हम पूजा पाठ करना है, उसको कैसे पूजा पाठ करके हमको हमारा बम्पर क्रॉप होना चाहिए, उसका बारे में ही हम बिहत आबंग में बोलते हैं। लिमिट लिबम आबंग, ये लिमिट लिबम आबंग है कैसे इस संसार में लिविंग थिंग्स एंड नॉन लिविंग थिंग्स, कैसे प्लांट किंगडम और एनिमल किंगडम शुरू हुआ है, उसमें लिमिट लिबम आबंग में बताता है। एकोप तक्तर आबांग एक तो है, एकोप तक्तर आबांग जब से इंसान को इस दुनिया में सृष्टि हुआ है उसी समय से ये एक सोशल एवोल्यूशन शुरू किया है, और ऐसा करते करते कैसे डेवलप हुआ है उसका बारे में एकोप तक्तर में बोलता है। और ये स्ट्रगल है, स्ट्रगल ऑफ ह्यूमन बींग्स इन दिस वर्ल्ड अगेंस्ट एविल थिंग्स।
These oral literatures, comprising folklores, rituals and songs, serves as a custodians of Adi history, documenting their struggles and cultural evolutions across generations. In a region where written scripts are sparse among many indigenous communities, the preservation of history through oral traditions like Abang is particularly poignant. Thus, the Abang of the Adi tribe not only enriches the cultural landscape of Arunachal Pradesh, but also serves as a testament to the enduring spirit of indigenous knowledge and identity in the face of modernity. For Norwich Diary, this is Rakesh Dole, Akashwani News, Itanagar.
Tea industry is one of India's oldest and most organized sector. The tea produced in India is among the finest in the world because of its geographical factor. Heavy investment in tea processing units, continuous innovation supported by strategic market expansion. India's leading states in respect to tea industry are Assam and West Bengal. Tea plantation in Assam dates back to the colonial history. The tea industry has become a part of Assam's way of life with major contributions in the socio-economic sphere of the state. It is a sacrifice, hard toil of the workers of the tea community at large, which gives shape to the present-day tea industry of India and gives recognition to India to be the proud possessor of the finest tea in the world. Let's have a peek into the life and culture of tea garden community of Assam.
In the early part of the 19th century, the British explorers and adventurers, in course of their search for a suitable colony, landed up in Assam, which had not yet gone under the British rule, and it was in Assam that they struck gold. It was a momentous time for Assam. Those years saw political instability in the once powerful Ahom kingdom, torn apart by bitter internal strife. Besides, three successive invasions by the Burmese had completely devastated this wondrous land. The British army defeated the Burmese and drove them out of Assam, and through the Treaty of Yandabo on 24 February 1826, they brought Assam under the British rule. W.R. Gawthorpe, The author of the History of Assam Railway and Trading Company said, when Assam first came under British rule, it possessed four great assets: land, rivers, forests and minerals, all awaiting development. However, the availability of labor, another important asset, particularly for the development of the plantation industry, was a major problem. The Royal Commission on Labor, which had visited Assam, much later made the following observation. Quote, from the point of view of the employer, the outstanding problem during the whole history of tea planting in Assam has been the scarcity of labor. Where the bulk of the tea gardens stand today, 70 years ago, was uncultivated and nearly uninhabited jungle, and for the expansion of the industry, it has been necessary continuously to import fresh labor. Unquote. But the local labor was neither found satisfactory nor were available in plenty. Consequently, the tea planters had to depend on the unscrupulous contractors of Calcutta who would recruit labor in the impoverished tribal areas of Bengal, Bihar, Chota Nagpur and other places with false hopes and promises of high salaries and entice them to migrate to Assam. Although the tea garden workers had migrated from different parts of India with their own distinct cultural and traditional backgrounds, there was wonderful assimilation of these varied cultures as they started living peacefully together. It's a unique example of total integration of diverse cultures. Unlike elsewhere in the country, the tea workers of Assam have developed an emotional integration with the land and its people and have become an indispensable part of the Assamese society. They feel their lives inseparably linked with the fate of Assam. Quote, Assam morile, amaro morbo. If Assam dies, so shall we. Unquote. They had once left their hearth and home to come to Assam in search of better living, since in their own land they had suffered a lot of sorrows and faced unspeakable adversities. Chalmini Assam jabo, deshe boro dukhare. Mini, let's go to Assam. It's a miserable life in our land.
আরো পাইব বলে বসে আছো কেনে বন্ধুয়ে তো রাত কেনে বন্ধুয়ে তো রাত কেনে
কি আরো পাইব বলে বসে আছো কেনে বন্ধুয়ে তো রাত কেনে বন্ধুয়ে তো রাত
কেনে. After the hard day's work in the evening, they would sit around a small fire and would sing the tales of their woes and sufferings to the tune of the mardol, a tribal drum, and would dance to the rhythm of jhumur. Jhumur's resounding music, notwithstanding its melancholy note, has always been close to the hearts of the tea garden workers. Jhumur, however, has many variations, depending on the places of their origin. As the poet says, quote, our sweetest songs are those that tell of the saddest thoughts, unquote. Like the blues of the black Americans, these Jhumur songs were sonorous and yet fraught with sadness. The most important festivals of the tea garden communities are Tusu, Sohrai and Karam Puja, which are expressive of the rich culture and deep social sensitivity of these colourful people. Despite being a happy mingling of diverse tribes, they have retained the distinct traits of their respective cultures and yet have become metamorphosed to a unique tea tribe who share common traditions. Tusu is observed on the Makar Sankranti day of the month of Paush. It is more of a remembrance day of Tusu. There are several stories associated with the origin of Tusu, but the most plausible one is that Tusu was a beautiful girl born in a tribal family of Bengal. The Nawab, the Muslim ruler of Bengal, was captivated by her beauty and desperately tried to marry her. But Tusu was not inclined to sacrifice her tribal heritage and religion, and to protect her chastity and religion, she sacrificed her life by jumping into the river. The simple tribals could not forget her sacrifice, and to keep her memory alive, started worshipping her as a goddess. This festival is entirely women-centric and all arrangements are made by women. Young virgin girls prepare the altar round which women assemble and sing the glory of Tusu throughout the night. Sometimes a small idol of Tusu is also made and at the end of the festival it is immersed in the river. Songs and dances are the integral parts of the festival. Karam Puja, which is celebrated in the month of Bhado, on the other hand, is based on a legend of two brothers, Dharam and Karam. It's a festival where religion and culture are inseparably mingled. People believe that if Karam is worshipped with devotion, all hopes and desires are fulfilled. The legend associated with Karam, called Kohni, is related by a senior person in course of the Karam Puja. But even here, the leading role is played by women who are called Karmatis, who make all the preparations with utmost devotion. Apart from the religious rituals, at the end of the puja, the Karmatis dance and sway to the tune of various tribal musical instruments and let their hair down. Workers have adopted many local festivals of Assam and observe these every year. They have also made immense contribution to the Assamese music, culture and above all, Assamese literature and have become an integral part of the greater Assamese society. With the passage of time, many changes have come about in their lives and the style of their music, but they have not given up their original culture and traditions, which still hold sway.
Aadho sabonu hoba se ghore ghore guru paadele sono badar ke sono ro paaye samto jonilo sono badar choli ge sono badar ke sono ro paaye samto jonilo sono badar ke sono ro মাংলে দিছি না
It's time for a delightful Nagami's comedy love song by Sunep Lemtur and Male Kitsu.
Oh, Chubri, mobile number to take part TV.
Nadi Bumwe,
Kokori Bom, morning, evening, Line Maribo.
Kira Line Marwo,
Kusi Kusi number mo Nadi Bo. Moy laga pichana kuri bi apni lagar to jai jabi chehra to bi aao to pare
oi ya se
moy le bi mon to street like sugar
sugar
rani nishna apni ke rakhibo kapra bi moy to lai dibo
Come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us next week to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Bye bye.
This program was scripted and presented by Lucy G. Chattopadhyay, produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.